Thursday night, Bar Halacha Nocha, it was all of us tonight. It's Or Lechof Zion of around. Okay, so, I don't know, I heard a rumor there's going to be Shalom tonight. I don't know if it's true or not. But just in case it's true, so we'll go over to some halachas of what bracha you're going to make. Of course, you know anyway, because you eat Shalom, you know, many times, not during a Suda. But just in case you forgot, and you want to enjoy what's outside, so we'll go over. Is there Shalom? Because I'm going over halachas of what bracha to make.
There will be
Shalom. Oh, there will be, okay. So, if there's just, let's say you have beans and potatoes and small pieces of chicken. And so it's a mixture it's called a one-entity mixture. It's all mixed together. When you pick up a spoonful, two spoonfuls, you basically eat everything that's in that mixture. So then you go with the rove. And if all you have is beans, potatoes, and small pieces of chicken or meat, you would make adoma, because that's the rove. And it wouldn't matter if it's a soupy chalent or a dry chalent. But you go bus a rove. Now, if there's kishka there, if there's kishka there, most of the time, and okay, it depends, if it's small pieces of kishka, then it's just going to be part of the mixture, then it's going to be like barley, which we'll see in a second. But I'm assuming for a moment, if there's a kishka in the chalent, it's like not eaten together. When you pick up a spoonful, you eat it separately, and then you would make two brachas. You would make adoma, you make mazonos first, and you would make two brachas, because it's not a one-entity mixture. There's two things there. Also, if there are large pieces of chicken or meat, large pieces that would not end up in the spoon, as you pick up a spoonful of or a forkful of food, then again you have to make a shakol separately, because it's separate and it's not a mixture that you follow rove. If there's barley there, which many times there is, and obviously that's part of the mixture, and it's usually there for taste. It's very, I don't know, I'm not a chef, but the halacha wouldn't apply if it's put there for texture, or for color, or for aroma. It's there for taste. Then you make a mazonos only if the taste is noticeable. I don't know, I guess it could be, the taste has to be noticeable, but I guess it usually is. It usually is noticeable that there's barley. If you had a blind test taste, I guess you would be able to tell if there's barley in the chunk or not. So if there is, don't make two brachas. It's a bracha of atala. You have to be very careful. If there's a mixture, a one-entity mixture, no big pieces of chicken or a big potato, I guess you would also make adoma also on a big piece of potato. Or a big piece of chicken, you'd make shahakol, but otherwise you make only mazonos, even if it's the meat of the mixture, because that's the nature of mazonos in a one-entity mixture. So you make a mazonos even if it's the meat, if its taste is nikar, and if it's there for taste. Okay, go get them, or?
Yeah.
Show them. No, I can't eat chomp now, because I'm all No, we finished the perek and we'll start again with Shreidah Shalom.